This is Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Vacation. You're always on vacation, I heard someone say. You're retired. Now, we retired folks know that this isn't true. We are not always on vacation. We have a life that flows along on a daily basis, sort of like the work world, in that it becomes routine. At least it does for some of us. We establish routines, but on occasion, they cry out to be broken. When we do break them, we call it a vacation. My 16-year-old granddaughter suggested this topic for a podcast. We just returned from visiting her and her family in Alaska. I was talking to her about how great it was to get a change of pace, a change of view, a breakout of daily routines. We had been talking our life away for 2 weeks. No TV, no movies. Every night we found ourselves gathered in their living room and talking. Talking about this and then that. During the days, we made runs, taking or getting her or her brother from school. Doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, music lessons, etc., etc. We spent sunny days on perfectly groomed cross-country ski trails. Anchorage has a plethora of carefully crafted trails that suit all levels of ability. It felt so good to get on skis in March sun with snow everywhere and vistas that range from the Chugach Mountains to Cook Inlet and Mount Denali. I had wondered about doing this at my age, but there was no problem. Temperatures hovered around 20 degrees, added a note of exhilaration to our exercise. It clears the lungs and the mind. And then there was the moose that just would not move. We carefully waved arms and whooped, trying to scare her into the woods so we could pass. Eventually, it ambled down the trail the same way we were going. When the trail forked, it went one way, and we went the other. Afternoon coffee shop stops seemed to be the only daily routine that we took with us. Each day, we had company on our drug run. Conversations continued. It was great. We jumped from shop to shop on a daily basis. Always something new. It is the change that a vacation offers to the retired that interests me. It pulls us out of our element. We see and hear a different world. Though we are retired, we still need that little variable in our life. Work can drag you down, but so can daily routines during retirement. Now, don't get me wrong, I like routines. If you think about what you're going to do with your days or your life, it's best to establish good habits and keep on track. You spend your life doing what you really want to do, rather than just being blown from this to that by the slightest breeze. I don't want to overstate this because part of the beauty of retirement is allowing for serendipity. I have to interject here a perfect example that happened about a half hour ago. I was writing this podcast and had just finished the last sentence when a neighbor came into the coffee shop. We had a nice 30-minute chat. My routine always allows for the unexpected conversations when it presents itself over writing one of these podcasts. With the right attitude, one can always allow for immediate change when the opportunity presents itself. Back to vacations. Another good thing about vacations is that it shines a new light on the life we now live and the life we may want to lead. We can lay out plans, read travel logs, browse bookstores and magazine racks, and have something to dream about when we take our afternoon nap. Even today, just 12 hours after returning from Alaska, my wife was looking at plans for a trip to the East Coast this spring. I wasn't very interested because it involved flying, which is not one of my favorite things to do. I don't know if it is age or being over 6 feet tall that accounts for this dislike. Then the idea of taking a train one way, coast to coast, dawned on me, and I sat down at the computer. Within minutes, it started to look like a real possibility of doing something we have never done. And it will keep me out of airports and cramped airplane seats. It will be a vacation, going via a different mode of transportation, spending 3 days rumbling across the country and seeing if riding the train is as romantic as the songs portend. Being retired doesn't mean that vacations are meaningless. They work for us just like they do for others. They recharge our batteries. They bring freshness into our minds and bodies. They help recreate ourselves. We come back with renewed vision and interest in life. Maybe it is time to climb out of that easy chair and do something totally different. This is Retirement Talk with something to think about. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact Del at retirementtalk.org.